So, it's the day after the EU referendum on the Fiscal Stability Treaty, and the main topic of conversation in many of the radio broadcasts during the day about the outcome of the referendum has been commentary on the percentage turnout of voters. The problem with the commentary is that it shouldn't really be classed as news coverage. Really should be classed as fiction, because we do not have an accurate count in this country of the number of people who are actually registered to vote. Therefore, we don't have an accurate denominator to divide the numerator by, to calculate a percentage. And the root causes for this are manifold. But the biggest contributor was the bungled cleanup of the electoral register by the Fianna Fáil Green Party coalition government, where they blundered through and went on a door-to-door cleanup process, knocking on doors with, to my mind, inconsistent and incoherent, unworkable guidelines for some of the people who were doing that work. The government missed an opportunity in 2006. They had an opportunity to step back and actually plan the electoral register systems in a way that would build quality in. Instead, Dick Roach, in his finite wisdom, chose to inspect defects out, which resulted in me having the wonderful experience of watching one of the door-to-door electoral register verification people who were, it would seem, being paid to get through a certain number of addresses in a day, knock on my door, not receive an answer in time, move on to the next address, and then walk past my house again on the way out of my housing estate while I stood on the doorstep waving at them. Information is a critical asset that needs to be managed appropriately, and it's something that the Irish public sector is struggling with. Whether it's the water charges, or the household charge database, or the electrical register, or any of these things, it requires strategy, it requires coherent planning, it requires an acceptance and an understanding that you are building a master data set. And it requires an understanding of the requirement to build quality in at the beginning. That way, you avoid cost. Here's a headline for you. Consistently, research has shown that poor quality information accounts for between 10 and 25% of turnover in companies. Imagine if we were to translate that to government operations. How much is poor quality information costing the Irish government? And how might that help reduce our deficit targets? At the very least, it would stop us producing duplicate polling cards telling people to go to different locations to vote. Thank you.